it should not have happened. Huh? I should not have said it. I should not have done it. Huh? Why did I do it? I was a fool. Huh? How did I act like that? And how can I set it right? What is the solution to this? So the mood of repentance is that I should not have done it, and I wish it didn't happen, and I will set it right, and whatever it takes, and I will never commit it in future ever. And this is actually the mood of repentance. And without that kind of feelings of remorse, while chanting the holy name, a devotee constantly repents that I have never paid attention to your holy name, my dear Lord. He feels that. Without that kind of attitude towards the holy name, there is no possibility of improving the quality of hearing of the holy name. And if you do not improve the quality of hearing of the holy name, then there is no progress in approaching the Lord more and more. You see this famous song in which the Lord is singing, in which the devotee is singing towards Lord Gopinath. Gopinath mamani vedana shuno vishaye durjana sadakamarata kichuna hi mora guna. So the whole song goes in the same mode, same mood. You find that the devotee is lamenting about his own weaknesses, deficiencies in his surrender to Krishna. So you will also find similar mood in all the Vaishnava songs. Anyone who is very materially satisfied and complacent that everything is all right, such a person is unable to feelingly utter the holy names of the Lord. But only one who is able to look into his own heart and feel the deficiencies, that I have to surrender, I have to stop committing offenses against the holy name. And days, months, seasons, years are passing, and my heart is remaining like a hot stone. When will this heart melt? So unless one develops such kind of feelings, where is the question of approaching the Lord while chanting the holy name? It is very easy to be chanting Hare Krishna and not pay attention to it. That's the easiest thing we can do every day. But such careless chanting of the holy name will not soften the heart. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees.